I wonder if you can hear the sound of rain on the roof. I'm in my shed, and it's been pretty relentless recently. It just so happens to coincide with me buying a new skateboard setup and can't wait to get out and have a proper play. But when the weather's like this, it's not going to be any good for the bearings at all. I do have an old kind of wet weather skateboard that I'm waiting to put some new bearings in, but it's not the same. I did go out for a run in this morning, fully waterproofed up to the max, or at least top half of my body, and it wasn't quite as bad as this, but it was a lot of fun because kind of the sweat washes off as you run. And as I look out of my window on a slightly evergreen, slightly spindly looking garden, there's a Buddha sat, saturated and cross-legged, cupping a hand of rainwater with eyes closed. Looking a little bit nippy, actually, because it's also obviously cold out there, but I'm in my shed and it's warm, albeit dark, because the battery, the leisure battery that's specifically for my lights, solar-powered lights, it doesn't hold much power at all, and I might get 5 minutes out of it before it blinks off. So I've rigged up a one-bulb solar system, which is okay for a few hours before that blinks off, and I'm resulting on a camping lantern after that. Either way, I'm pottering along. I'm going to do a bit of writing now for the last couple of hours of my working day. I've spent pretty much all day just filling in forms for the BBC. I'm told I won't have to do any of these like 38 form fills in later on when I'm well established, but I'm relatively new to their administration systems, shall we say. And I'm setting myself up and just hoping to get paid soon, because it's all been stuck in a pipe for a bunch of really enjoyable work that I've done in numerous places around the UK. It has been fun. And now, for some reason, even though it's not yet December, I feel a weird slowdown happening, both in my mind but also in my diary before Christmas. Busy week next week, and then personal project covering an environmental story week after that, and then smatterings of bits and bobs, but mostly, by the looks of things, drinking and socialising. I hope we get to socialise. I haven't seen many of my friends recently. Keep threatening to have vinyl parties or, you know, back channel get-togethers with people on my newsletter. My newsletter, that's really interesting. Yeah, it's growing in subscribers really, really slowly. Everyone I've released has had slightly more subscribers before, and I'm not in it for the numbers, even though it might look like it. When, you know, in a week I might share a couple of tweets out saying, hey, check out my newsletter, subscribe here. You'd be amazed. Nobody does. Nobody does. I can tweet it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which, if I do a blog post, gets the maximum amount of people checking it out. But you say subscribe here, and I think people are just suspicious. They don't realise, A, it's for free, B, I think I offer some value, and C, I'm not really selling anything to anybody. And that's it's on documentally.com/backchannel. But you see, that's not a clickable link. I've just spoken it. You're not going to type documentally.com, all the forward slash, all the back channel, and then when faced with the thing saying, hey, lend me your email and I'll send you some cool stuff, you're probably not going to put your email in. I don't know if people just totally off newsletters or just off that amount of work when everything's delivered to us free of charge. You only have to do it once. But anyway, I've noticed that. I guess if my newsletter was online and not just an email, people might stumble upon it and go, actually, this is kind of good. And then subscribe. Maybe that's how it happens. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't even bother myself with it. But yeah, it's a lot of work. I enjoy it, but and it keeps me writing, but it is a lot of work. It might be that at the end of this year, when the experiment, because it's still technically an experiment, is up, episode 52 or whatever it will be, issue 52, it might be I'll just knock it on the head and get back to blogging on my normal blogging space. It's weird though, the mentality and the process of writing something on my blog and writing something in a newsletter. I definitely think it's more kind of personal and casual in a way in my newsletter. Anyway, I might have to go make a cup of tea just to kick myself into gear for the afternoon slump. It's only Monday, isn't it? And might not be where you are listening to this. Tuesday I'll be at a meeting of innovative creatives, and Wednesday I will be delivering a workshop and hopefully heading into London to see the Long Player Conversation, and Thursday I'll be heading to London again to go to a hotel, because Friday and Saturday I'm covering an event, so over the air if you're aware of it. So looking forward to that. Non-stop action wherever you are. Stay dry, stay warm, stay caffeinated maybe. All the best.